let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and Chicago is the perfect place to celebrate with someone you love. The city offers the ideal mix of big city romance and cozy winter vibes. Whether you're looking for a laid-back activity or an over-the-top adventure, check out what our friends at Choose Chicago put together at choosechicago.com. And if you're still looking for something that feels romantic, unexpected, and just a little mysterious, I might have found your place. Opening tomorrow on Valentine's Day, Chicago's West Loop Gate is Cache 310, a brand new hidden cocktail lounge inspired by the tucked away bars of Paris. The kind of place you don't stumble upon, you hear about it from someone who knows. Landis Beverly, the general manager, is part of Spearhead Hospitality, the Chicago-based group behind standout concepts like the Roby Hotel, the Up Room, Valador, and Canal Street Eateries, is with us to tell us all about it. Landis, welcome to On the Map.
Thank you very much for having me, Dave.
Now, I have to tell you, I love the Roby, and I love the Up Room, and I love the Rooftop, too. But there's a big trend right now towards smaller, more experience-driven spaces over the big traditional bars in Chicago right now, right?
Yeah. I think a lot of people are trying to find places that, you know, kind of like that old scene from Cheers. You walk in and you're Norm and you got your chair right there for you. You've got something that you want to be at rather than just go into a huge venue where you know they can accommodate, but you're going to have more experience designed to enjoy rather than just you're going to get the same experience as if you would go to, you go to a Cubs game or you go to a Bulls game, you know, with a large venue, you're going to have the same experience at both of them, you know, cheap food, good drinks, but it's not based on that. And then this is going to be something that's a little bit more intimate. We're trying to put on a show for you, make it worth coming out for. So it's not just based on what you're seeing around you, but the experience you're having and how you feel while you're in there.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, it's all about the experience, right? And doing something completely different. I think that's really what people are looking for these days. Tell me about like the other concepts, you know, the Roby and the Up Room and so forth that we talked about. How is Cache 310 different?
I mean, Valador over on the Roby side of things, you know, is going to be a Japanese-Mexican fusion. But that's going to be, you know, a huge difference here because this is a more French-inspired place. Currently, I manage as well the Canal Street Eatery down here in the South, well, West Loop Gate, apologies. But we have an Italian concept here, and this is probably one of our first French concepts we're working on. The idea behind it is to have that kind of quiet, speakeasy vibe, and cachet itself does mean hidden, so it's just supposed to be something that you are looking for, not going to just stroll up upon, and like any street you walk on is going to have the exact same thing.
Very cool. I saw some pics, just beautiful. Like, what was the inspiration behind those deep reds, the velvet seating, the overall mood of the lounge? It's Paris, right?
Yeah, it's Paris, and it's designed to be something that you want to be at. Something that's going, like when we were coming up with the concept of it, it was a lot of flip-flopping between, do we want to go with this? What are we leaning into? But we knew that we wanted to transform the space entirely. And you can't just do that by just changing the furniture. You really got to go through and you got to line the walls with new things. You can't have the same wallpaper. You got to change everything. Like even down to the bathrooms, we just did a coat of paint, added some wood paneling in there. But it's something that's going to make it, if anyone had been to After Bar, like when you walk in last night, a lot of the guests had been there previously. And they're just blown away immediately because it's a full transformation that we got done within 2 months.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. And, you know, it's just, it's hidden from the street. You know, it feels exclusive. So how do you balance that secret tucked away vibe with wanting people to find it?
I think we're blessed being right here. You're right by Union Station. You're right by Blue Line. You can get here very easily through public transportation, or we do have parking downstairs. It is a really accessible area, even though if you're just walking on the street, you could miss it entirely. If you're walking between the Clinton Blue Line stop and Union Station, you probably could miss it unless you just take your a few extra steps up the stairs. In the summer, we've got this beautiful green out here, the green at 320. We have patios on both sides, and it is just a beautiful space to be in and be at. And I think that people will really want to be here because now that we have both these concepts, you can come down here, grab an Italian dinner, go over there, grab a French cocktail, and you can do all of that without leaving the same block. And it's just a little bit more secure to be able to do that and have plans instead of, oh, we can go here, and then after this, we'll, you know, take an Uber 20 minutes to this place, and it's just right here all in one spot, so you can get a whole evening in without having to leave too much.
I love it, and the menu looks amazing. Are there any signature cocktails, dishes that you're excited about?
I spoke on this earlier a little bit, but I think that one of my favorite cocktails on this menu is called the Balenciaga. It's a liquor 43, which is a Spanish vanilla liqueur, infused with cloves, and then on top of that, you have some sparkling wine. You've got a little bit of that brut dryness of the wine, and then you get the sweetness from the vanilla and just a little bit of spice on the back end. I prefer wine, so being able to have a cocktail that's based on that, it makes me feel like I can go to a cocktail bar, and I'm not like just looking at the wine menu, and there's still something designed for myself. For the food, the crab salad is delicious. I love that. Wow. But I think that we've done an amazing job with this tin fish program. It's designed to be effective with the small space that we have. It was designed around the kitchen, knowing that we can't have a lot of big equipment to be able to pump out a lot of food. So what do we do that's going to be shelf-stable, work for this? But then the spread that comes with it, you've got an egg jam, a cherry pepper relish, some pickled onions, all made in-house with the bread that we make in the Canal Street Bakery. It is just a beautiful spread. If you get a little bit of each of that on one bite, it's perfect.
I love that. My museum, the Museum of Broadcast Communications, is on Randolph and Canal, so I will absolutely swing by soon. Cache 310 opens tomorrow, Valentine's Day. Great place to take your Valentine. For more, visit cache310.com. That's 310 South Canal. Thanks, Landis. Appreciate it. Have fun tomorrow.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. I hope you have a great evening and look forward to seeing you soon.
All right, we covered Washington, D.C. and President's Day, Valentine's Day in Chicago, and now on to Fat Tuesday in New Orleans. And we'll do that after a look at your traffic, Mayor.